So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the halacha of amoini v'lo amoinis, me'avi v'lo me'avis. An amoini me'avi man who is megayir may not marry a Jewish woman. However, an amoinis or me'avis woman who was misgayir may marry a Jew right away. The Gemara says that the source for this halacha is actually a machlokes tanoim. Amoini v'lo amoinis, me'avi v'lo me'avis, the Rebbe Yehuda. It's derived from the words amoini u'me'avi. Shimon Omer, the pasuk gives the reason for the iser, because they did not provide the Jews with bread and water in the midbar, and this reason does not apply to women. Darsh Rava. Rava presents three related agadic teachings related to this halacha. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Pitachto lemeiserai. This was David saying to Hashem that with this halacha, you have released me from two yoke straps. Rus HaMoyavia, his great-grandmother, and Naama HaMoynis, the mother of his grandson, Rechavim ben Shlema. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Rabbi Sassisa Ato Hashem Lekai, Nifle Secho Machshavei Secho Eleinu. It says Eleinu in the plural. This was David HaMelech telling Rechavim that this halacha was meant for the two of us. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Azamarti, Hine Vasi, B'megillah Sefer Kasavalai. David HaMelech was saying that when Shmuel anointed him to be king, and the Amarti, Hine Vasi, I thought that I was chosen only now. But in truth, B'megillah Sefer Kasavalai. This was already written in the Torah when Lot and his daughters were saved and they gave birth to the nations of Ammon and Moab. The Gemara returns to its discussion regarding marriages that are Mutter and Aser. Amar Ula Amar Bi'echnan, Bas Ger Amoini, Ksher Leguhuna. The Gemara first understands this to be referring to a case of an Amoini man and an Amoinis woman who were married, and both were Megayer, and then remarried and had a daughter. She may marry a Kohen. The Gemara asks, Amalei Rabba Ba'ula Kaman. This ruling does not accord with any opinion. Ikra Behuda, Ha'amar Bas Ger Zachar Kabas Chol Zachar. According to Behuda, this Bas Ger Amoini would be Psul Kohuna, because he holds that every daughter of a Ger is like the daughter of a Chol, and that they are both Psul Kohuna, disqualified from marrying a Kohen. Ikrab Yesi Pshita, Ger Shanasu Giyaris, Bita Ksher Lekuhuna. Karan Rab Yesi, this Bas Ger Amoini is certainly Ksher Lekuhuna, and there would be no need for Rabbi Yochanan to teach it, because Rabbi Yesi holds that a Bas Ger is Ksher Lekuhuna. We cannot say that Rabbi Yesi would agree that since she is a Bas Psule Lava Bekal, that's why she's Psule Lekuhuna, because we have no source for such halacha. We cannot derive Bas Ger Amoini from Bas Koyin Godel Ba'amono, who is a chalala psula kahuna, because shekim bi'ase ba'aveira. The bas kohen gadol ba'amona is a product of a forbidden union, and the bas ger amoini is not from a forbidden union. We cannot derive bas ger amoini from bas chol b'yisraelis, who is likewise a chalala upsula kahuna, because shekim yitzirase ba'aveira. Her father, the chol, is a product of a forbidden union, for instance, a kohen begrusha, but the ger amoini is not from a forbidden union. We also cannot derive Bas Ger Amoini from a Tzad HaShava of both of the above, because Mala Tzad HaShava Shebehen Shekin Yesh Ben Tzad Aveira. In both cases, there was an Aveira involved. But in the case of Bas Ger Amoini, there was no Aveira involved. The Gemara therefore says that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to a case of Amoini Shenosa Bas Yisrael. A Ger Amoini married a Yisraelis, where Avagav de Biyasa Ba Aveira, Bita Kshera. Even though this is a forbidden union, their daughter is Kshera Lekuhuna. However, Rish Lakish disagrees, as Ravin cited, Bas Ger Amoini or Bas Mitzri Sheni, an Amoini or a second generation Mitzri married a Israelis, which is Aser, and had a daughter. The Gemara explains their reasoning. Rish Lakish derives it from Kohen Gadol Ba'amona, because they are all Bi'asin Ba'avera. Therefore, their daughters are Psula Lekuhuna. Rabbi Yochanan derives it from the Pasuk, Ki Im Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha. Amav Mei Amav. Lehevi Besula Haba Mishne Amamin. Mei Amav teaches us that a Kohen Gadol may marry a Besuli even if she comes from two different nations. And this refers to both Amoini Shenasa Bas Yisrael, Mitzri Sheni Shenasa Bas Yisrael. That a Kohen Gadol, and so to any Kohen, may marry the daughter of an Amoini or Mitzri Sheni who married a Yisraelis. The Gemara now explains the second part of the Mishnah on the previous daf. Mitzri va'adoimi einan amasurim, ela ad shleisha doros, A mitzvah daimi ger is only also to marry a Jew up to the third generation, but his grandchildren may marry into Klal Yisrael. Echad zachar mechad nekevis. The Rabbana hold that this isra applies to both their men and women. Rav Shimon matres in the nekevis miyad. Shimon holds that a mitzvah daimis woman who was misgayer is allowed to marry a Jew right away. Amar Rav Shimon kal v'chaymer hadvarim. My position is supported by kal v'chaymer. Uma im b'makom she'asa as zachar iser oylam hitres in the nekevis miyad. If by a moinim avi, with his zchar ma'aser forever, in the cave is amut miyad, ma'akim shle aser zchar me'elat shleisha doyus, ein adin shenatis in the cave is miyad, by mitzvah demi with if iser is only up till the third generation, certainly the cave should be mut miyad. The Rabbana responded, im halacha nekabel, if this is a halacha that you receive from your rebbeim, we will accept it. Ve'im ladin yesh tshuva, but if it's only kavuchayma, we can question the kavuchayma. After some discussion, the Gemara explains the tshuva to be that the Rabbana derived from a tzad hashava that echad zacharim ve'echad nekevas asur. Torah Rav Shimon responds, "Amar lahem loy ka'alocha ani'aymer." The Gemara explains that this is a two-part answer. One, "Amar lahem loy ki," which means this tzad hashava is predicated on the Rabbana holding, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that yesh chal mechiva asay, because mitzvah doy mechiva asay. However, Reb Shimon holds ein chal mechiv asay. Therefore, there is no tzad hashavah to teach that nekevas asurin, and the kavochemer is valid to teach that nekevas mutarin. Two halacha ne'imer. I learned this from my rebbeim that the isur mitzvah v'adaymi applies only to zacharim v'loy nekevas. The Gemara presents a related brisa. The pasuk says, "Banim asher yivoldu lehem dor shlishi yavol lehem b'kal Hashem." Reb Shimon says, "Banim v'loy banis." This only applies to Zchar and Velein Kavis. Yehuda says, Asher Yivoldu, teaches that the Isra applies to Echad Zchar and Echad Nekavis. Rashi gives two explanations. Kol ha-noyladim lehem afilim nekevah b'mashma. Tal ha-banim be'eim sh'yiledis oisam, dem hi rishayna ha-ben sheni. V'ilav din nekevis asuris l'mahilchasa talan b'leida. This issue is elaborated on the next daf. However, based on the Gemara later, it must be pointed out here that according to the Rabbanan and Rabbi Huda, that the Isra Mitzri Vadaimi applies to Echad Zachar and Echad Nekevois, a Ger Mitzri may marry a Ger Mitzris, because they are both Pasal, Lavi Bekal. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, that this Isra applies only to Zachar and Velein Nekevois, a Ger Mitzri may not marry a Ger Mitzris, because he is Pasal, Lavi Bekal, and she is considered Kahal, since she is Mutal, Lavi Bekal. He must marry another Pasal, Lavi Bekal, as will be discussed in the next daf.